Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 16th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is a very deep blue this evening, and there is cascading off the trees a beautiful white luminous light. It's circling all about the trees. The light now has changed into tinges of blue, a most beautiful coloring. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue in the center of the sky is opening. There's no way I can place it in words. It just seems to be folding. The sky is folding outward, and Our Lady is coming through this very deep mist formation. I can't explain it in human words. Our Lady is coming forward. She's not walking, she's gliding. She's carried forward almost as though upon the air. Our Lady is dressed in the most beautiful white gown. It's very luminous and billowing. As Our Lady is now coming forward, it's blowing in the wind. Our Lady has about her a beautiful cape. Her mantle is white, and there is about a border of perhaps, I guess I can't count it, but I would say about an inch and a half wide of gold, a beautiful metallic looking gold trim all about Our Lady's mantle. Our Lady is reaching to her side, her belting, and taking her rosary from the belting, her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys. Our Lady is smiling. She's coming much closer now, standing almost directly above her statue now. Our Lady is now going over on her left side. That's her right side. And now behind the statue, high up into the sky, I can see Michael coming forward. He's a tremendous size, covering the whole sky about Our Lady. Just beautiful. And over now, over above the trees on our right side, there are many, many angels coming forward. I know they're angels because they're very distinctive in their appearance. Our Lady now is bending over, and she's blessing everyone with the crucifix of her beautiful rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is gliding back. She's moving now backwards. She's still facing towards us, but she's moving now backwards, directly now above her statue, and she's bending down and smiling. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Michael is coming forward. I notice now in his right hand he's carrying the balance. I can't see Michael's face. The light is so bright. But I can't miss the whole outline of his spiritual body. That's the only way I can explain it. He doesn't look human as we know a human being. A spiritual body that covers the whole sky. His size is tremendous. I believe that is why Our Lady calls him a warrior from heaven. Now Michael is following behind Our Lady, a very protective shield for her, and Our Lady is bending over and making the sign of the cross with her rosary in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is now going backwards into the sky. She's now just a little above the statue. Our Lady is placing her first finger upon her lips, which means to listen. My child, I realize that you had a commitment earlier on this day. But my child, I must caution you at this time that on the day of your meeting with me, you will avoid all distractions. Silent interior prayer is much needed, my child, for your peace of spirit. Come, my child, over with me and sit here. Our lady now is pointing to a very large rock. It's a rock on a, like a hillside. And our lady is motioning over, and I can feel myself being taken over by our lady onto this rock. And we're sitting down. It's such a beautiful, comforting feeling to sit by our lady. My child, sit with me while I have discourse with you on the conditions of your world that bring great sorrow to my heart and my son's heart. As I have traveled through countless earth years upon your earth, I have begged for penance and atonement, crying tears of pity for mankind. The hand of my son grows heavy. The voices of the saints cry out for a just punishment upon a degenerate generation. Oh, my child. Oh, our lady now is placing her hands over her face. She's so sad. My child. Many seek to comfort me in my sorrow, but many more must comfort my son in his sorrow. The abominations being committed by mankind, even entering into the house of my son, his church, have torn his heart anew. My child and my children, listen to me as I plead with you. There will be great changes in nature upon your earth. Scientists have cast aside their god, and now demons are loosed upon earth who will set in motion diabolical manifestations within the hearts and sight of mankind. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer upon your earth, for you cannot know what is coming upon you soon. Oh, my children, I wandered throughout your earth crying for atonement and penance. And how many have listened to my pleadings? I have come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. And how many have turned away from my counsel? Satan, the master of deceit and the prince of darkness, has entered into the highest places of my son's church and into the highest places of the governors of all the earth's kingdoms, until those who make the rules for nations have given over the nations to abomination. Judges in the courts, you are perverse. Judges in the courts, you have degraded your profession. You have, as a ruling body, turned from your God and have accepted the prince of darkness. I say unto you, the eternal Father plans to shake the tree, and all that is rotten shall fall from the vine. My son is the vine dresser, and I say unto you, all that is rotten shall be shaken from the vine. Oh, my children, science runs forward to its own destruction. Man is reaching beyond the stars to his own destruction. Man of science ever seeking, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, because he has rejected his God. The forces of hell are loosed upon your earth. 666 and the agents of hell now take full rule in your governments and the governments of the world. My children, recognize the forces of evil as they enter upon you. Demons from hell shall enter into the body of any man, woman, or child who has fallen from grace. I have cautioned you, parents, to protect your children. They must not be without a sacramental upon them. We are now at war, my children, a war of the spirits, far greater a war than man has ever experienced in the history of his creation. It is a war to a final battle. The sheep are being separated from the goats, the wheat from the chaff. My children, have you prepared your households for the test? Parents will assume the greatest responsibility for keeping tradition and faith, the firm foundation of faith, in the hearts of their children. There will be much woe set upon the earth by the evil one. 666, the forces of hell are now doing full battle against the children of God. Rome shall soon have a bloodbath. Rome shall suffer in revolution. And why, my children? Why must this chastisement come upon the eternal city? Because they have turned from their God. Too few do penance and atonement. Prayer has been discarded for all materialism and worldly knowledge. Men shall be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the fires sweep them away. My children, I have asked you all to become light bearers through the dark days ahead. You will meet with great trial in your mission. There will be scoffers and those who greet you with derision. But my children, remember, my son carried his cross in the same manner. My own will know me, my children. If you are rejected, wipe the dust from your feet and keep going. My own will know me. Already, my children, those who are to be saved have been marked with the sign of the cross. The numbers now are being counted. The sheep are being separated from the goats. This is a battle of the spirits, and man in his free will shall be given the chance to accept the light or reject it. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and throughout the world. My child, your mission shall be extended. You will receive much help from others, my child. Do not involve yourselves with trifles, my child. You must conserve your energy for what matters and what is of most importance for the salvation of souls. My child, I advise you and counsel you to remain from the telephone. It is a mechanical instrument of Satan. You will practice more silence, my child, and meditation in your home life. Our lady now is moving over to our left side, and she's looking down and extending now her crucifix out, the crucifix on her rosary, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child, many graces shall be given for the propagation of the message from heaven. Graces in the forms of cures and conversions, cures of the body and cures of the spirit. My children, you must separate what is important and what is not. The spirit is your eternal flame. You will guide by it, my children. Nourish your spirit and much your human bodies. Too much time is spent in amusement of the human body, seeking entertainment that is being created by Satan to poison your minds. As I have counseled you in the past, your medias of entertainment are polluted. Your children must be protected against this pollution in pornography and exploitation of sex. Oh, parents, you have the greatest battle now to keep the souls of your children from contamination. The eyes are the mirror of the soul. So protect your children's eyes. Watch what they read and what they look upon. Discipline your children, and you shall not cry later as parents. Our lady now is reaching to her waist. She still has the crucifix of her and her rosary in her right hand, but she's taking from her waist in the left her scapula. It's a very large brown cloth scapula. And Our Lady now is placing it about her neck. Now the scapula is hanging across Our Lady's neck with a large piece of brown cloth in front. My child, this is the manner in which I wish the brown cloth to be worn. The cords must not be separated. Our Lady has the brown cord directly in front on her chest, and there are two cords going back to her back. Now Our Lady is turning around, and I can see the brown cloth hanging over her shoulders and down the back. I ask for this protection for reason, my children, that you will know the meaning of in the future. Now, my child, you will be seated and read the photographs. The sky is becoming a very deep pink color. It's very hazy all about the trees. The light is coming directly through the center of the sky. And now as the sky is opening up, it seems to be just, I can't explain it. It's because of the light that's coming through now about Jesus. Jesus is coming closer. He's now moving very fast. He's standing now just above Our Lady's statue, a little to the right over the banner. Now, Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips. My child, I hasten to you for a reason. The photographs given to you bear out the urgency of sending the message throughout the world at this time. Because man has given himself through free will over to all manner of abominations, he will be left to his own undoing. My children, my mother counseled you well. Man shall set loose upon himself all changes of nature, atmospheric violation. Therefore, now that you know, my children, you will recognize the hand of God coming upon the nations. Man of science was not directed by his God. His counsel has been from Satan. My child, you were sent on the past mission for a reason. Now you will pray that the message enters into the hearts of those who prepare for our mission into the atmosphere. My children, the ball of redemption shall be the climax of chastisement upon mankind. However, because of the abominations and all manner of sin coming from the hearts of mankind, he will be allowed to proceed slowly, and then his path accelerating onto the road to his own destruction. The cries of peace going throughout your world are just a cover for armaments that are being gathered now to enslave and ensnare the world into a war of major proportion. My children, all of the cries of peace that go out throughout your world cannot prevent the explosion of nuclear warfare upon mankind. The hand of God that withheld this punishment punishment upon mankind is being withdrawn. My mother has traveled throughout your world crying tears from a mother's heart upon you, begging you to turn back now before it is too late. You cast aside her counsel, man of science, and this evil of free will used to turn the spirit of light away from mankind and plunge him into the spirit of darkness. Mankind shall receive a great punishment. How many years has my mother pleaded for your repatriation? The heavy hand of chastisement hovered over you, held back by the few. And now we see those who were lukewarm growing cold, the good apathetic, and the bad becoming worse. As you go forward in your sin, you shall promote major insanity throughout your world. Murders, corruption, immodesty, immorality, all manner of foul deeds being committed to destroy the temple of your God, your bodies profaned. My children all will go through the test. Every man, woman, and child of conscionable age shall meet this test, and all that is rotten shall fall. You would do well now, parents, to prepare your household. There will be much woe and gnashing of teeth set upon the earth by the evil one. The agents of hell, known by you as 666, are now loosed in full force upon mankind. And now 666 has entered into Rome, the eternal city, seeking to set upon the chair of Peter an agent of hell. My church, my house upon earth, shall not crumble by the onslaught of Satan. It will be a good and just battleground allowed by the Eternal Father for separating the wheat from the chaff. The harvest shall be great, and all that is rotten shall fall, and the chaff shall be gathered and cast into the fires. The numbers to be saved shall be counted in the few, but better, my children, a few with quality than quantity with nothingness. I promised you in the past, and I say again, your world, earth, shall not be completely destroyed as it was in the past by the Eternal Father. But no, mankind shall go through a crucible of suffering. Slowly, out of all of this suffering, shall mankind refreshed and bathed in the light of his God. Darkness shall be dispelled, but not without suffering. You will be left to your own deviations. It will appear that the light has completely been extinguished in the world, as man bathes himself in darkness. As man goes forward, gaining more knowledge and more knowledge, but proceeding farther away from his God, until one day his ultimate in knowledge shall be his own destruction. My children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and your countries, for many nations shall disappear from the face of your earth in the conflagration. My children, awaken from your slumber. You are being deceived by false prophets. And who are the false prophets that have entered even into my house, my church? The false prophets are those who preach doctrines of devils. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. And what have you gained then, my shepherds? Eternal damnation in the abyss. Many martyrs will fall into hell. Gather, my sheep, those who have come out of their slumbering. Gather, my sheep, and win your crown. Scatter them, and you shall be destroyed. Parents, be an example of purity and goodness and disciplinarians in your homes. Your children enter outside your doors into a world of ravenous wolves, ready to devour their spirit and crush them until they cannot rise above the darkness without your help and guidance. You cannot at this time turn them over to others to teach the way. You must do this now yourselves. Take yourselves away from your daily pursuits, your seekings of worldly gain and materialism, pleasures of the flesh. For what? You cast aside the true way and you go farther into the darkness and meet Satan and his consorts. My children, you cannot have the light within you unless you partake of the bread of life. Come to me in all of the tabernacles of your world. Refresh yourself in the blood of the Lamb. What is there in common between the light and the darkness? Have you chosen your way? The way given from heaven is a simple way. The rules have been laid down. And why do you make your own rules now and change the rules to suit your carnal human natures? And for what? To bring about your own destruction. All must persevere in the days ahead. You have no one but yourselves now to save, and your children. And if you have charity of heart and additional graces to offer to the world, go seek your brothers and sisters who otherwise would be lost without your help. guard your children well, and you shall not cry for them. For my children, all knowledge is given to you when you come over the veil, and how bitter the heart will be torn with anguish of a mother who sees her child cast out of the light. Yes, my children, you cannot be given at this time full knowledge of the supernatural, but I assure you, you retain full consciousness of mind, knowing everything, my children, when you come over the veil, and then you shall receive your reward or a just punishment. My children, you must not cast aside the doctrines of your faith. You must not cast aside the knowledge of the supernatural and the existence of supernatural beings. You cannot cast aside the knowledge of there being a hell, a heaven, and a purgatory. I assure you, my children, if you make the choice in error and do cast them aside, only too soon will you know the truth upon your own when you come over the veil. Are you ready now to come over the veil? I assure you, my children, many shall pass over the veil before you count on your one hand. Prepare your household, I shout anew. Keep the foundation of faith in the hearts of your family. The family that will pray together will stay together. Now Jesus is backing up into the sky. He's going very high. Oh, and Our Lady now is coming down from over on his right side, our left side. Our Lady is coming forward. She's holding in her right hand the rosary, her rosary, a very large, beautiful rosary. And in her left hand, she's now holding the scapular. It's not about her neck anymore. She has it hanging now from her left hand. I can see the two large pieces of brown cloth. Our Lady is now placing them out in front of her like this. Now over on our right side, Michael is coming forward, and all the angels now are about him. Michael is so large that they've lined themselves up all in front of Michael, and they're covering the sky. I can't describe the angels. They seem to be all assorted sizes, and the coloring of their gowns are just beautiful. They're all the colors of the rainbow, and I noticed that the ones standing next to Jesus have garlands of roses about their heads. They look almost like little children. I don't know if they're girls or boys or whether they have any gender there, but they're beautiful. They look like very innocent little children, and they have rose garlands all about their heads. Oh, they're beautiful. Beautiful. And the light is so bright now, I can't look into their faces. It's a brilliant light. I can't explain the light. It's a tremendous light. I can't explain it. It seems to encompass you and suspend you. I can't explain it. Now Jesus is touching his lips with the first finger. My child, much of the message now shall be given to you in photographs. They will not be publicly disclosed at this time. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this, with his fingers raised out, his two fingers up, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. It's very windy now. Jesus is starting to go across the left side of the sky, and Our Lady is behind him. And Michael is now covering, the whole sky. And now Jesus is just about over near the top of the tree on our left side, and he's bending over and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're starting across. Our Lady is following directly behind Jesus. Now they're coming across the sky, now that Jesus has passed beyond Our Lady's statue. Now they're just over the Michael banner. And now Jesus is looking down, And he's motioning, I don't know, he's motioning Chalady down to the Michael banner and nodding his head. And now Jesus is placing his hands out in front of him like this, with his three fingers raised like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. Many graces shall be given to bear witness to the message from heaven. Now Our Lady is going backwards into the sky. She's rising very high into the sky, and the light is brilliant. Now the light seems to be coming out like spokes all about Our Lady, and Jesus now is rising also. They just float backwards. They haven't turned their backs. They're just standing there with the, it's very windy. Our Lady's skirt is blowing, and Jesus' cape now has been caught in the wind, and it's being wafted around his back. And now Jesus is standing with his hand over his heart. It's all the beautiful light about Jesus becoming a very deep pink, a very deep pink. Just beautiful. Now the light about Our Lady is gone from a white to a blue cast. It's a beautiful blue light. And blue and white now. It seems to be changing colors. Now Our Lady is motioning. My child, you will be seated now. The photographs must continue. Wait. I'm very weak. Wait, I can't get up.
Wait, when you're
ready. All right.
1, 2, 3. Three candles, yes.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 16, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.